923 here, News 92 FM. I'm Scott Braddock. Thanks for listening to us on this dreary Monday. I'm joined in the studio now by Yolanda Adams, who, of course, is a five-time Grammy Award winner herself and a friend of Whitney Houston's.
Yes.
Who, you know, when you heard the news over the weekend that she had passed away, it's one of those things where you just think, you know, and I'm somebody who's totally removed from that altogether,
right,
and just think,
right,
really? Wow.
Right. It took a while for me because some of the family members called, and they were saying, you know, the rumors are true.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, she has passed. And for me, it didn't really catch me until her music director said she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because when, you know, you figure past now, and then when you hear it from the family members, it's like, wow. Because your last memory of her, my last memory of her was being on stage in Washington, mm-hmm, giving each other a big hug, telling her I was so proud of her. And that was in 2009.
Yeah. And that's after, in 2009, that's after a lot of the drama that played out publicly, mm-hmm, you know, with Bobby and, you know, with Bobby Christina as well. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, with, you know, all of the, you know, problems with substance abuse. When you hear some of the reports about what was in that hotel room, you know, and a lot of that, you know, is coming from TMZ. And,
right,
know, and of course,
right,
some of this stuff is, you know, all conjecture. People are trying,
right,
to figure,
right,
out,
right,
what happened.
Right.
But of course, it's well known that this is a problem that she had. What do you think about that? And have you had conversations with her about that?
Well, one of the things that I tell anyone who deals with a person with problems with substance abuse, mm-hmm, they don't ever show you that side of them. They always show you the best side of them. I never saw her, you know, high. I never saw her doing anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether she did drugs in front of her other friends or any, but we all have the same story. Myself, Kim Burrell, Kim Fields, we all have that same story. She was always this bubbly, wonderful person. You couldn't, I mean, she would give you the world. That's the kind of person we saw. I was surprised when they said that there were containers of pills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was surprised at that because the family had already said that, you know, she was taking Xanax because she was, you know, experiencing stage fright and stuff like that. But, you know, okay, one Xanax pill a day, all right, but we're talking about somebody who has had problems with substance abuse,
yeah,
and so anything can trigger that.
Right.
A Mountain Dew can trigger it, you
right
know? So
yeah,
that's why you stay away from all of that stuff. But I was more disappointed than anything.
You know, disappointment. You know, talk about what she means to the music industry as somebody who, you know, paved the way for a lot of the acts that we, mm-hmm, hear now, right? I mean, and you always hear this whenever somebody is, you know, sort of a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't have this person and that person if she, mm-hmm, hadn't been there. And then, you know, before her, there wouldn't have been, you know, a her if there hadn't been people like
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin or Etta James or some of these folks, right?
Right, right, right.
So talk about her place in all of it. The way you see it.
Well, again, you know, just like Michael Jackson, everybody has a place to inspire people to be their best.
Mm.
And I believe she inspired young people of our age to be the best that they could be. She was always on point with her voice, so you knew she was doing something to protect that. She was always on point with the way that she looked, her, mm-hmm, styling and everything. So she was, you know, she inspired people in that manner. She also inspired people to be fit because she would always talk about her routine, you know, her daily routine,
right,
of swimming and then doing some strength training every now and then. She didn't want to bulk up, but she just wanted to make sure that she was, you know, doing something to keep those lungs open to full capacity because, mm-hmm, that's how she could belt out the notes. And like she said, her aunt, her godmother, all of these people actually made her want to sing.
Mm.
And, you know, folks like Chaka Khan, she backed up, Luther Vandross, all of these people made this huge impact on her. Then, you know, fast forward 10, 15 years later, she's making this impact on all of these little girls who want to, mm-hmm, be like Whitney.
Well, that reminds me of that. I was listening to some of the just incredible audio from her from throughout her career,
mm-hmm,
getting ready for things today. And I found this clip from 2002. Where she and Bobby Christina are being, mm-hmm, interviewed by Diane Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen this, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Diane Sawyer asks her daughter, what does your mommy's voice mean to you? Take a listen here.
What do you like about your mom's voice?
I like her voice because it's really nice and it makes me go to sleep.
She sings you lullabies?
I love you.
Oh.
Dinner. I love you.
No.
What do you think when you hear that?
I think that is so special. You know, I have a daughter and I understand the connection between a mom and daughter and voice making. Your voice making her go to sleep. I understand right. That. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah. All right. Yolanda Adams, yeah. Thank you for coming in.
No problem. No.